Greetings from Long Island, where every highway is a sunrise. It's time for Dave's Gone By, an hour of comedy, talk, and music brought to you by Total Theater, with your host, Dave Lefkowitz. You've never heard anything like it, so sit back, relax, squeal if you must. Here's the host of Dave's Gone By, Dave!
Tropical hot dog night! I shoot flamingos in a fruit fight. Every cover of day. Whirling around at night.
Well, there goes the Daverhood. Welcome, everybody, on this Sunday night, July 15th, 2007, to the 230th episode of this little program we call Dave's Gone By. That's me. I'm Dave, and I've been hosting Dave's Gone By since October of 2002 on this radio station, WGBB, on Long Island, and just excited and happy to do it every single week. You know, sometimes the planning of it is kind of a little tedious during the week, or, you know, good things happen, bad things happen. I try and get guests and can't get them, or things go wrong, or sometimes I leave things at the radio station accidentally that I need to work on. There's all this stuff that, if you let it, kind of clouds your vision of what the show is going to be or your work on it. And yet, when I get in front of the mic on a Sunday night, and I sit down here, and I look at the board in front of me, and the microphone in front of my nose, and the room and the equipment and everything that's going on, it's just that every single week that I do it, I just feel like, hey, I'm here, and there is no place in the world I would rather be. I mean, okay, maybe I'd rather be with a radio station that has 50,000 watts instead of a 1,000, but hey, we're also on the internet at am1240wgbb.com, so technically millions of people could be listening, and I know you are. So, there's no real place I would rather be on a Sunday night than on the air with you doing Dave's Gone By. And let me tell you why this is going to be such a special night. Because not only are we going to be talking to a cabaret legend, and I'm not wanting to really use a word like legend that freely, or, pardon me, that flippantly. And I've used it with certain guests that have been on this program. And every single time that I use it, I've really felt that it's being correct. And tonight is no different. Tonight we have Julie Wilson on the show. She is a cabaret singer extraordinaire from the golden era of cabaret all the way up through now, where she is appearing in New York at the Metropolitan Room. She was appearing there last month, and she did so well, of course, and she's so beloved, of course, that they invited her back, and she's doing more gigs in July. I think she's running now through July 20th at the Metropolitan Room in Manhattan. But Julie Wilson, I mean, ask, if you're my age, which is early 40s, ask your folks, and they would have heard of Julie Wilson. They may have seen her on Broadway in Kismet, or much later on, you might have seen her in the Broadway show Legs Diamond. Okay, granted, it was a tremendous Broadway flop and the last major thing that Peter Allen ever did before he died. But she was certainly no disgrace in it, and she was really good to see in that show. I mean, she knew all these people like Cole Porter and Rodgers and Hammerstein. I'm going to ask as much as I can of Julie Wilson tonight. She's going to be on the phone, and I will warn people that something about her phone connection, she's very loud, and you will hear the voice and what she is saying, and boy, she if you figure you're just going to be listening to some old lady telling cute little things, wait till you hear the way Julie Wilson presents herself and the stories that she has to tell. But you will have to listen fairly closely. It's almost as if her telephone is oddly over-mic'd. So there's a little bit of distortion there, and nothing, unfortunately, that I can do about it. But believe me, if you listen closely, you will be rewarded. Now, Julie Wilson's on the show also going to be talking about a new Broadway musical. It's the second show opening this Broadway season, and it's based on one of the worst I don't know if it's one of the worst movies ever made, but if you read the reviews at the time, you would have figured, oh my god, this is a thing to just be put in a time capsule, buried, and then a note above the burial saying, this is a time capsule that should never be opened. It's a movie called Xanadu that starred, of all people, Olivia Newton-John, coming off actual great fame doing Grease, and Gene Kelly, coming off great fame 20, 30 years earlier, being Gene Kelly. Well, it was not magical. It was apparently rather miserable. I've never seen it, except in bits and pieces on cable TV. But a fellow named Douglas Carter Bean, very funny and talented playwright, decided to turn it into a goofy musical. The movie was a musical as well. So they've taken those hip-hop songs, and he's written a completely different and utterly ridiculous book. Did he succeed? Well, I'm going to be reviewing it on the Inside Broadway segment tonight, and it's also quite possible that my usual guest co-host, Jeff Goodman, will be on the show reviewing Xanadu with me tonight. So that's going to be on the show. And also, towards the end of the program, you know, I'm always complaining about radio in general. Not complaining about this radio station, but complaining about the state of radio and how corporate it is and how bad it is and how satellite has been reneging on so many of its promises and the terrible trouble that is now facing internet radio stations because of legislation that has passed and Congress is now trying to renegotiate everything so that thousands of internet radio stations won't go off the air at midnight tonight, including a lot of the stations on Live365.com, where Dave's Gone By has had a home for rebroadcasts of vintage episodes for the past couple of years. So all this bad news that I'm always ragging on radio about. But something really cool happened in radio this week. Local New York radio at a different station. And it was big news, and I want to talk about that in the Dave Goes Off segment later on. I want to remind you that Dave's Gone By is brought to you by some very cool sponsors, including Hewlett Minuteman Press, the Copy Kings of Broadway in Long Island, 1315 Broadway, to be exact, right next to the newly opened, recently opened, Lohman's Shoe Store. Hewlett Minuteman Press for all your copying and printing needs with 10% off for Dave's Gone By listeners. And also, Dave's Gone By listeners get 10% off when you subscribe to Performing Arts Insider Theater magazine. It's an old-fashioned hard copy journal. I mean, there's a website, performingartsinsider.com, but it's a website that just leads you and gives you information to the magazine that has been around for over 60 years, Performing Arts Insider. And I know I just told you that Dave's Gone By listeners get 10% off subscriptions, but you know what? This month, they're having a special, and it's even better than that. You save something in the realm of $70 or $80 or $90 a year on your subscription if you're a Dave's Gone By listener. So to find out how, please go to my website, davesgoneby.org. That's D-A-V as in Victor, E-S, goneby.org. And let's see, did I get all the sponsors? No, I did not. I missed MortgagesRock.com. How can I miss them? MortgagesRock.com. They are the place to go not just to get mortgages and loans for yourself, but if you learn the business from them, if you learn how to do the paperwork, you can get your friends and family and colleagues mortgage loans and bank loans for the things that they need, like college tuition and putting a new wing on a house or maybe getting a second home, whatever it is. You bring them to MortgagesRock.com, do a little paperwork, and you start getting the commission. It's all at the very, very self-explanatory and very helpful MortgagesRock.com. And finally, we are brought to you by Fancy Schmancy Balloons. 516-797-3229 is their phone number. They are there for all your party decorating needs. They do these amazing things with balloons and centerpieces on your table. Plus, they can hook you up if you also need flowers and DJs and anything for any kind of party that you have planned. Fancy Schmancy Balloons. That phone number, again, get your pencils. 516-797-3229. to 9. Well, before we get to the great Julie Wilson, I did want to say that I'm in a very up mood, and I'm excited about what I'm going to tell you about New York radio that happened this week, and things are so good, but I had one really depressing moment this week, and it was in my email. You know, I get, advertisements and spamvertisements from various places, and also companies that I've done business with will send me periodic emails letting me know what sales are there, like every possible travel place that I've ever used to make airline reservations. Every week or twice a week, they'll send me, ooh, special $12 fares to Detroit, and Office Max and places like that will say, oh, you $30 off your next 150 if you do it in the next 48 hours. I mean, it just keeps coming at you for them wanting you to spend money, and it's not real spam because you've been doing business with them and you're on there, and sometimes you want to know if they're having good specials. But I get an email advertisement from Staples, and remember now that today's July 15th, and I get this in the mail on July 13th, on Friday. On Friday the 13th, I get an advertisement email from Staples.com with a header, not just in the actual advertisement itself, but in the header to me, quote, huge back-to-school savings only from Staples. Huge back-to-school savings. It's the middle of July. The baseball season is barely half over. It's hot out. It's been better this week than it was last week. I mean, No, I'm sorry. And even if there are college kids who really start planning their dorm rooms and heading out of town in the middle of August to do the college thing, and even elementary and high schools are now not waiting until after Labor Day anymore, the way they always used to start school again. And even though I have not been in school in 20 years, and my last years of school were in college, which I loved very much, as opposed to elementary school, where, you had trouble getting me out of bed to physically go there. So, with all that, isn't there something sad and depressing about getting a back-to-school advertisement before even the 15th of July, let alone July 31st, or when it really ought to start happening, like August 15th? I'm sorry, it irks me, and I get on the mic every couple of times a year with all these things about holidays that are not on the actual days they're supposed to be, or when Christmas advertising starts to literally after Labor Day, when it used to be, at least they wait until after Thanksgiving. So this is just another one. I'm not buying anything at Staples this week just for that. And you should boycott that too. Just tell them, Staples, and I'm sure now this week all the other marts and markets will follow suit. Just tell them all, give us back our summer. Let us have another 2 or 3 weeks where we're not thinking about the chill of autumn and school books and vacations being over. Let us have our summer, and let us have some wonderful summertime conversation and music with the great Julie Wilson on Dave's Gone By right after these messages. Well, rockin' my mortgage in the bosom of Abraham, rockin' my mortgage in the bosom of Abraham, rockin' my mortgage in the bosom of Abraham, mortgagesrock.com. God has a plan for you, giving your friends and family mortgage loans. Learn how at MortgagesRock.com. Fully licensed in New York State and in heaven. They'll teach you the ropes so you can climb Jacob's ladder to high, high, high commissions. Rockin' my mortgage, MortgagesRock.com. Rockin' my mortgage, MortgagesRock.com. Rockin' my mortgage, MortgagesRock.com. Everybody point and click.
Oh, my God, this is terrible.
What?
There are 168 hours in a week, but Dave's Gone By is only 1 hour long.
I know, I'm just on Sunday nights.
But that's not enough.
Well, why don't you just get my CDs?
CDs?
all my complete shows are on compact disc, $11 a piece or less if you buy more. Just go to davesgoneby.org. Fully packaged, they make a nice gift, too.
Wow, my depression is cleared. Great, but not my psychosis. What chicken is this?
This is Julie Wilson speaking on Days Gone By. WGBB. Hope you're listening. Is this Dave Lefkowitz?
It is indeed.
Good, it's Julie here.
Hello, Julie.
How are you?
Oh, thank God, I am fine. How are you?
Oh, thank God, I think I'm all right.
You think you're all right?
Yeah, well, you don't really know. I just go along and I feel okay. I am a bit happy how I am. I say, I'm above ground.
You know, that's if what's the old joke? If you wake up in the morning, you check the obituary column and you're not
you're
in
not
it.
You're not, so you're relieved.
So.
Okay, I'm above ground and holding.
Well, again, God willing and thank God.
Well, thank God, too. I do. I say, I appreciate every single day.
Oh, my goodness. I'm not a particularly religious person. I just use that thank God thing because who else are you going to thank?
Well, I'm not particularly a religious person either, but I think there is a higher power. And when friends of mine are having a rough time, I throw in an extra prayer.
Oh.
I don't know if the guy upstairs is listening. How can he listen to so many millions of people who need help?
I guess he multitracks.
I guess so, darn. But see, I'm not with the computer age. I really should have been a pioneer woman. No, you're laughing. I'm true. I think I'm out of my century.
Well,
I'm
you were.
I'm an old-fashioned tomato. I don't say tomato. I say tomato, like they do in Nebraska.
Well, you were actually, you know, I guess we've already started the interview. I'm just going to get right rolling with it. But you came from Omaha, right?
Omaha, Nebraska. Yes, and guess what? I'm going there day after tomorrow.
Oh, to why?
To a 65th high school reunion. How do you like those apples?
Apples, tomatoes. You say apples, I say tomatoes. Oh, my gosh, that's 65. Have you been to any of the previous reunions?
Oh, of course I have. We had the greatest class. I don't know how many will be there, because a lot of them have died. I feel just so blessed to be here.
Well, yes, well, absolutely. And yeah, of course...
Dave, where were you brought up? Where were you born and kind of raised up?
Oh, I'm a New Yorker. I was born in Brooklyn.
You were in New York all the way, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, lucky you. I love New York.
Well, you had to come out of Omaha. You even went to college there. And then...
I started to college there,
mm-hmm.
Dave, but I... guess what?
What?
A burlesque show came through town, and I left with it.
Wait. Now, hold on. Earl Charles Vanities,
yes,
was a burlesque show?
I thought it was. It had girls with pasties on their titties and skirts you could see through with feathers and roses on it. And it was a potpourri. There was Raleigh Rose, who played the piano, then the piano collapsed. And there was Golly Golly, who was a musician, who came out, and under his coat he had about 100 little tiny yellow Easter chickens. Little baby chickens. And then there was a girl called Frances Urban, who wound up being my roommate. They brought me with her, because we had to share a room.
Sure.
And she used to do a back bend and play the violin on toe shoes. No, and then there was a wonderful act. They built the house on stage, and then it all collapsed. And they say, they'd take the toilet seat, and they'd all put it around their faces, and they'd say, right in the furious face.
Oh, of course. That was, yes.
Course,
Spike Jones. Yeah.
And then we'd get soldiers up in the audience, and we'd be in corsets, and we'd sing a song. Lace up your corset. Lace up my corset. And then those poor guys didn't know what the hell they were doing, but they were up there with a girl. Showing off.
Right. Well, yeah, of course. I mean, that's part of, it was a thrill for them just to be up there. Well, not even on stage, but with girls.
Was.
Yeah.
It was a thrill for me, too. So my aunt dared me to go down there. They all knew you couldn't keep me off of stage.
Even by then? Even then you knew?
No. Oh. It started when I was about 6.
Oh.
And the girl I'm going to stay with when I come out to Omaha was a grade school friend, right through grade school, and we took our first tap dancing class lessons together when we were 6.
Wow.
Yeah, and we're going to go practice tapping when I go out there. But if I hadn't learned to do the time step, and I wouldn't have gotten the job.
But you did get the job in Vanities.
I got the job, and my aunt dared me to go down there and ask for a job. And so I went to see Mr. Carroll, and the guy said, oh, you went back to Hollywood. Come down and see me. He said, one of our girls is sick. She's in the hospital with pneumonia, so we're a girl short. So come down right now.
Wow.
So I did, and he said, okay, do a time step. I did. He said, sing a scale with the conductor of the music. He said, go upstairs, put on a costume, and come down and show me.
Yeah.
So I did. I did as I was told.
What song?
And so he said, well, you're blue. He said, you're not so hot, but you'll be all right. And he said, $50 a week. You start tomorrow at 10 o'clock. We need time Sunday. Take it or leave it.
Wow.
I said, I'll take it.
Well, $50 a week was pretty good money.
Yeah, it was a lot of money in those days, darling.
Yeah.
I think I made more than my dad made.
And what did your dad do?
My dad was a coal salesman.
A coal salesman?
Coal. C-O-A-L.
Yeah, exactly, coal.
Yes, and they sold tons of coal to companies, and they'd burn and make fuel and get their electricity and whatever they needed to keep going through the coal.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
So once you were on tour with Earl Carroll, or was it a tour, or was it a sit-down in New York for Vanity?
No, it was a tour.
Oh, wow.
We were in a different place every day.
Was it very, very weird for you, going from the basic family lifestyle?
Weird. I got a fabulous education overnight.
I'll bet.
Oh, I did.
What were some of the wild things that happened or that you participated in?
Well, I really didn't participate into anything. I just did, I did what I was told on stage, and then I was kind of embarrassed. It was kind of a tacky show, but it was a very good show. But it was, a lot of different acts. It was, it seemed like burlesque. I didn't know what burlesque was.
Right, well,
I mean, I'd never been to a show where the girls kind of showed off their titties and their belly button and stuff like that.
But you did not have to do that, or did you?
Well, I had to do what they did.
You did?
I wore a rhinestone on my belly button. And I had about 15 pairs of falsies on.
Right, well, yeah.
What
about life on the road, not on stage, but just going from town to town and being that kind of, what was
well,
it, crazy?
I ate in little coffee shops, and I made peanut butter sandwiches and cocoa in my room.
Uh-huh.
I got by,
Huh.
And
how long did that go for?
Well, I was with him about 6 months. Then we got to New York, finally.
Uh-huh.
When I got to New York, I thought it was fabulous. I mean, there's only one New York, Dave, let's face it.
Oh, totally true.
Oh my God! I used to stand outside the windows of little places that had staircases, and they'd say, "Girls wanted."
Mm-hmm.
I guess they were dance halls.
But
I never had the guts to go up the stairs.
Ah, well, probably
you know,
right.
But I just kept going, and I said to the girls, we played at the Low State Theater, and we were in New York a few days, and then we'd go over on the subway to Newark to do a show.
Yeah.
And we just kept going. And then I said to the smart girls, the older ones that had been around, because I was 18. I had just turned 18.
Mm-hmm.
And I just graduated from Benson High School, my alma mater there. And I started at Omaha University because the tuition was $64.
Wow.
We had no money. Mm. I wanted to be an actress. I wanted to go to Northwestern.
Oh, wow.
And you know, and go to that wonderful, the Goodman school that was so popular, that was so good. But my mom said, sis, we have no money. You can't go away to school. Just make up your mind you're going to be happy and you're going to go to Omaha U. And I walked back and forth. It was only a couple of miles.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Yeah, no, it was a wonderful experience. But the thing that always amazed me
mm-hmm.
was that my mom had the guts to let me go. I was so stupid.
Well, I mean, I guess she figured you were going to be an actress no matter. I mean, that's what you wanted to do, and it wasn't going to happen if you just stayed 3 more years at Omaha University. You had
well,
to go out there and do it.
She was very sweet to let me go. She said that she wanted to ask me something that was very important when I went home about 20 years ago and took my two little boys. Because I wanted to be with them all the time during high school.
Because
all my friends said, you don't have to worry about them when they're little. You're with them and you're caring for them, you're cooking for them, you're minding. But when they're teenagers, that's when you have to worry.
Hmm.
And so somebody with authority has to be there around the clock.
So you kind of took the time out of your career at that
point. Yeah, that's right. I went home to Omaha, and I stayed home 7 years.
Hmm.
And I took care of my mom, who had a horrible stroke.
Oh.
She was totally paralyzed, except her right hand, and she couldn't swallow.
Ow.
So I had to feed her through a tube in her nose.
How do you feed someone through a tube? You just hook the tube
well,
in?
Well, I went to nurse aid school.
Oh, wow.
And I took a crash course for a week.
And this was how long ago, though?
About 25 years ago.
So this was already, we're talking the 70s, 80s.
Yes.
Just before I get, you had sort of a comeback with Legs Diamond.
That's right. No, no.
No.
No, no. I came back in, I think, about 84. Baron Poland, a wonderful man, he had put me in the St. Regis, and I lived there for 20 years.
On the St. Regis, wow.
Yeah, it was the classiest place I ever worked.
Look, the economy's tough. We all know that. Money's tight. Things are expensive. But business goes on. People still need to know what you do and how well you do it. There's promotion and word of mouth, but to reach a broader market and really get the word out, you gotta advertise. I suggest you advertise on Dave's Gone By. People listen all across Long Island and around the country on the internet. So, if you have a product, event, or service to tell them about, buy a commercial or sponsor a whole segment of the show. Compared to print, the rates are super cheap, and you get a lot of added value. And you link your professional name to a special program with a loyal audience. Advertising on Dave's Gone By is easy, cost-effective, and fun. So get a piece of the Dave. Call 516-295-1511, 295-1511, or email davesgoneby@aol.com. Start your economic recovery right now.
This is Julie Wilson speaking.
Mm-hmm. You have done a bit of Broadway as well as the cabaret and the
I was just very lucky, Dad. I was just my first show on Broadway when I got my equity card was a Rayburn interview called Three to Make Ready.
Three to Make Ready. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
then I got lucky and I got to do the National Tour of Kiss Me Kate.
Right.
With Anne Jeffries. God bless her. She's still gorgeous. And then I got to do it in London with Pat Morris, and she's a most beautiful woman, and she is so lovely and gracious and such a beautiful woman.
Oh, great.
And she's 90.
Oh, she's still with us.
Gorgeous. I mean, really, she really is.
Well, you're not so bad yourself. How old are you, or should I not ask?
I'm 83. I'll be 83 in October. I'm 82 right now.
Oh, you're still up there. You're still doing the cabaret. Is there a different way that you approach singing and doing songs now?
No, it just gets richer.
Really?
Yeah, it gets more fun.
Cool.
As I go along. It is cool. It really is, Dave.
Are there certain songs that are your absolute perennial favorites?
Oh, yes.
Such as?
Well, I think my favorite, because so many people have asked me, and I love so many songs, that the one that always just kind of sums it up for me, and it's very short, and it's very meaningful. It's a Rodgers and Hart song from a show where there's an early show that was not a hit. And it's called This Funny World.
This Funny World, okay.
Do you know it?
I'm sorry that I do not.
It's a lovely song. Can I tell you the lyrics?
By all means.
This Funny World. It's one of the things that you strive for. This funny world can laugh at the dreams you're alive for. If you're beaten, conceal it. There's no pity for you, for the world cannot feel it. So keep to yourself, weep to yourself. This funny world can turn right around and forget you. It's always sure to roll right along when you're through. If you are broke, you shouldn't mind. It's all a joke. And you will find this funny world is making fun of you.
Wow.
It's a good lyric.
It's very good. It's sort of a corollary to Old Man River with the sentiments that it's saying. It's like the world just goes on and you're... doesn't even really care what you're up to. The world just goes, you know?
Yeah.
Dave's Gone By listeners know I love a good play on words. But let me say a good word on plays. My plays. In a lovely book called Marriage, Babies, and the End of the World. Comedies that range from strange to deranged. Fun to read, and unmistakably Dave. Just $20 hardcover, $12 soft. Put down that crappy bestseller and pick up some laughs. 516-295-1511 or davesgoneby.org for Marriage, Babies, and the End of the World.
I wanna get married.
This is Julie Wilson. Do you have any memories or thoughts about some of the amazing people you must have met during your career, people like, I don't know, Noel Coward, did you know?
Oh, my God.
What?
I was so thrilled to get to meet Noel Coward and to shake hands.
Oh, yeah?
And I was so thrilled. Dennis Spivak, the book writer of Kiss Me, Kate, was very good to me. She brought a whole group of people, including Pat Morrison, to see me at the Maisonette from Kiss Me, Kate.
Right.
The leading man. Alfred Drake.
Oh, Alfred Drake, of course.
And, you know, he was like 5'10 or 5'11, but damn, when he was on stage, you thought he was 6'7". I mean, really, he was amazing.
Wow.
But it was good.
And did you have any encounters with Richard Rodgers or Oscar Hammerstein?
Well, I auditioned. I auditioned 5 times.
For
South Pacific. For Nellie Furbush.
Uh-huh.
Finally, I was out in Kansas City in the Starlight Theater, like, which seated about 5,000 people in Kansas City, under the stars. And if it rained, we couldn't do the show.
Oh, well, wow.
I was doing Showboat,
the
part of Julie. And I got the telegram. Okay, you finally made it. You're Nellie in London.
In London, right.
Replacing Mary Martin. She finally.
All right.
Said, I've done it enough. I'm tired. I don't want to do it anymore. You know, I'm leaving the show. So I got lucky twice. I got to do Kiss Me, Kate. Bianca, in London at the Coliseum Theater, and I got to do South Pacific.
And you also did Bells Are Ringing.
Yes, I did Bells Are Ringing too, but that was a quick thing.
Oh, okay.
And that was too much when I happened to be in London for an English musical called Bet Your Life with Sally Ann Howes.
Mm-hmm.
She's a lovely lady, too, and a very good actress. She was lovely. And there was a comedian over there who was so funny, Arthur Askey.
Arthur Askey?
Yes, and he wore great big horn-rimmed glasses, kind of like an English, very funny, Bobby Clark.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so Sally was the ingenue. I was the older lady, and I had a song that I shocked a very dear American friend of mine. I said, I'd settle for any old son of a bitch.
Well, he
came backstage and derailed me. He said, Julie, ladies, don't swear on stage.
And what did you say to that?
I said, that's in the script, baby. When they give me a script, I follow the script.
That's it. You got to do it.
And I said, and then the song continued. And it said, I want a great big hunk of mail.
Uh-huh.
That was my big song. It was a bitch. And then I had one line. I was supposed to be in love with Arthur Askey.
Uh-huh.
And he was about 5'8", but very funny. And he walked across the stage with his great big long loaf of French bread.
Uh-huh.
And I looked at him. And I got the giggle running, and I just thought, I got his miracle. I looked at him, and I looked at that long loaf of bread, French bread. And then I said, I didn't know they grew so small. It was an awful show, but I had so much fun.
Oh, my God.
Thank God, I'll never forget it. And the king had just died.
The king had
just,
what?
The king had just died, and then they put Princess Elizabeth into it.
Mm-hmm.
She was then the queen.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
So I was there for all of that. And we got the raspberries. The horse went to the bathroom on stage.
Oh, my God.
And then Sally Ann and I did a duet that went on and on and on. Because he's just a good-for-nothing goddamn man.
Uh-huh.
That was the song.
Wow.
And so we got the raspberries from the god, from the fans up there.
Oh, my God. What?
In there. That's what they call it.
The raspberry, yeah, I know. The raspberries, absolutely.
Yeah, up in the god, yeah. From all the good fans. You know, they were the chief seats.
Okay, so your business proposal has been typed, proofread, photoshopped, and given a nice cover. Now, all you need is 20 spiral-bound copies plus 1,000 printings of your latest brochure. Your Xerox can't do it. Your mailroom can't do it. Hewlett Minuteman Press can do it all. Your one-stop printing shop, Minuteman, 1315 Broadway in Hewlett. Open 6 days a week, 10% off for Dave's Gone By listeners. Family-owned Minuteman, their service can't be duplicated. We're finishing up our wonderful interview with actress and cabaret legend Julie Wilson. She's going to be at the Metropolitan Room this month. Don't miss her. There are so many questions and things I wanted to ask you. It's like we're already out of time. It's just, can we do a part two at some point?
Darling, we could do a part two anytime.
Oh, it'd be my...
You just call me up. You have my number, Dave.
Well, yeah, I got it from Beck. In fact, I'm like, I'll sit on the air.
You call me up when you want to do it, and that would be... I'd love to do a part two.
That would be the sweetest thing. And when can people... Are you going to be doing another show soon?
Yes, I am.
When, where, what?
I'm going to be at the Metropolitan Room.
When?
I open on Wednesday. Oh, my God, I feel like such a fool. My accompanist is a wonderful man called Christopher Denny.
Christopher Denny, uh-huh.
And he lives all the time. He never has any time doing so. He was the best singer in the business in cabaret, Karen Mason.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, she's divine.
Yeah, yeah.
And her voice is so terrific.
Oh.
She has such a style. She's just fabulous.
Well, you have some sense of style yourself.
My voice doesn't compare. I feel like I've lost most of my... I was working with one teacher that I really worshipped. For 32 years.
Wow.
And his name is Keith Davis.
Okay, and he's still with us, Keith Davis?
No, he died 6 or 7 years ago. Boy, I miss him.
Are you working with another teacher or no?
Yes, I'm working with another teacher. But, teachers are a very special thing.
Mm-hmm.
And working out the time and I don't work as much as I used to, and I don't. I don't have anybody keeping me, but at 82, my son is keeping me in this apartment.
Oh, well, that's...
That's pretty good to be kept at 82, don't you think?
What does your son do?
He's an actor.
Oh, we know
him? He's awfully good.
What's his name?
Well, it's an... you haven't heard of him. He's been in about 40 different movies.
Oh.
But he's not a big star yet.
Yes.
He will be.
Okay, well, what's it? You've got to tell us his name.
Okay. Holt. H-O-L-T.
Holt.
Is his first name.
Uh-huh.
McCallany. Just like it sounds, is his second name, and nobody can spell it.
Holt McCallany. Well, we'll...
M-C.
Mm-hmm.
That's a McCallany. Capital C. A-L-L-A-N-Y.
McCallany, all right, we
McCallany.
Will.
McCallany.
Well, okay.
But he's a hell of an actor, he really is.
And he's doing well enough to keep you in your apartment. I think that's pretty good.
Yes, and then when he comes to New York, he has his bedroom and bath, and I have mine.
Lovely. That's wonderful.
So it is wonderful, and I feel very blessed.
Well, we have been so blessed to have Julie Wilson with us in the neighborhood. Go see her at the Metropolitan Room, please.
You're very cute.
And we will certainly talk to you again.
All right, Dave, I'd love it.
Wonderful,
I'm
thanks.
I'm thrilled about the Metro. It's such a great room.
And you're such
a
great lady.
I've been here about 40 times to see other people singing. That's my fun. I go see other people.
Well, yeah, that's your life. It's what you
it's
believe
my
in.
My life and my fun. And I love Barbara Brussels. I love Barbara Fasano.
It's all one big community. Everybody in the cabaret community knows and tries to respect and help each other. I think that's pretty neat.
Well, I think it's neat, too.
So much fun talking to Julie Wilson. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Dave.
I used to dance. Funny now to think a man could have turned me round. I even walked with a boy long ago, to and fro, heel to toe. There was a war, he went away. I got a telegram one day. They played the bugle, the drum, and the pipe. But the music went out of my life. I never waltzed since then. No, I haven't had a waltz again. Some girls grow up to be bitches. I went straight to my dam. Some boys become men, though I've never seen a kiss. But there's been so many that sometimes I forget. There was a young one, a rhythm jack, promised me a future full of razzmatazz and told me what a great team we were gonna make. Funny to find out the jive was a fake. Always a good pal, never the wife, and the music went out of my life. I never had a dream since then. No, I've never dreamed again. Some girls grow up to be ladies. I went straight to what I am. Some boys become men, so I've heard it said. But how many times can a heart be hurt until it don't go dead? In the marketplace, I'm the auctioneer, no longer a slave, and I never got half as good as I gave. I gave up waiting for the right one to arrive. Now I do what I do to survive. So don't play the new songs. I deal in old wrongs, though it cuts like a knife that I've never loved again. That I've never loved since then. It's all the music of the man. Went out of my girls like to dance. I used to dance. Funny now to think a man could have turned me round.
Inside Broadway, brought to you by Total Theater's Performing Arts Insider, your everything theater guide. Yes, we're going inside Broadway tonight on this edition of Dave's Gone By. Really wonderful to have a legend like Julie Wilson on the program. She's such a great spirit and so raucous and raunchy in some ways. I'm still kind of shocked by it. And of course, she's had all that Broadway experience, and we're continuing with a Broadway theme here as I review a brand new Broadway musical. It's called Xanadu, and it opened at the Helen Hayes Theater last week. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, the source material is old. In fact, technically, the original source material is really old because it's got all this Greek myth stuff going on. But what Xanadu is really based on is allegedly a very, very, very bad movie from the early 1980s that starred Olivia Newton-John and Gene Kelly together as you've never seen them before. And it was this ridiculous story that I guess only cocaine and the 1980s could have fueled. And I'm assuming that the musical on Broadway now takes kind of the same plot. Well, what happens is it's about a sidewalk chalk muralist, an artist, who feels that he wants to create the perfect melding of all the arts in one place. Music, sculpture, painting, put it all together somehow. So what he does is he ends up making a deal with a gruff owner of an old theater that hasn't been used in years and years and years. And he wants to turn that theatrical nightclub into what else? The ultimate melding of all the artistic cultures in one. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, he wants to turn it into a roller disco. I don't write this stuff. And neither, by the way, did the writers of the musical Xanadu on Broadway. They took it, apparently, from this old rotten movie. So, you've got this artist, and he wants to do this. And who's helping him but this adorable young lady on skates, who is actually a goddess, come down to Earth. And she has all this stuff to do that she's got to do, but she has certain rules that she has to follow from up above with old Zeus. She can't fall in love with a mortal, and she can't create a work of art on her own, and all these other things. But, of course, well, she's there, and she sees this artist guy, and he starts teaching her, and they start falling in love, and it's all this dumb, kooky stuff. What they did for the musical of Xanadu is they took the old songs from the movie, which were songs either made famous by Olivia Newton-John, or a lot of the score was written by Jeff Lynne from Electric Light Orchestra and later the Traveling Wilburys. So the music's kind of catchy. It isn't bad. It's just all pop songs. And Douglas Carter Bean, the script writer for the new musical, took them and reworked the book completely so that it's absolutely, utterly, and completely farcical and knowingly stupid. Anything that has to do with a plot or characters, they're always commenting on and making jokes about while they're doing it. So it's real. It's a spoof on a spoof in itself. And very entertaining one at that. There's, I think the critics were a little kinder than anyone expected them to be, but I think they had a better time than they really expected to in a show that, on its way to Broadway, had all sorts of problems. Initially, Jane Krakowski was supposed to be Clio, the woman who comes down as a goddess, and so she ended up having, I think, a TV deal, and Krakowski couldn't do it. And so instead they found another actress. They found Carrie Butler, who I'll mention in a moment. And then, when they're in previews with Xanadu, they lost James Carpinello because he hurt his foot very badly while skating. And so they had to very, very quickly find another actor to play the other lead role. And they did. A very talented actor named Cheyenne Jackson, who had also appeared in a Broadway musical called All Shook Up a couple of years ago. Well, what do you know? He's fine. And then they got Carrie Butler, who, as I said, she ends up playing Clio, and they found the star. Now, everybody who has seen Broadway for the past few years knows she's a star because she was absolutely wonderful and adorable in Hairspray and in the off-Broadway show Bat Boy, and she was pretty good even in the not-so-great revival of Little Shop of Horrors a couple of years ago. So she was primed for Broadway stardom. She just needed the role. And Xanadu turns out to be it. And I thought Xanadu was quite enjoyable. I wasn't laughing nearly as hard or as often as everybody around me who seemed to be loving it. But, again, I'd give it a pretty good recommendation. Now, finally, Jeff Goodman, my very often co-host on Dave's Dong Bai, is with me in the studio. He's wiping the schvitz off his forehead with the microphone cover. I'm sure WGBB will appreciate that. Good sound there, Jeff. Jeff, welcome. Wait,
I had a tough day, but I'm so glad Carrie Butler found her roller skates.
Wasn't she marvelous?
She was terrific. I thought the whole cast was terrific. I mean, how do you not like... Mary Testa singing Evil Woman. I mean, could you figure a better thing?
Well, describe Mary Testa.
Mary Testa last wowed Broadway when she was doing... a funny thing happened on the way to the Forum, where she played the wife.
Oh, uh-huh.
And she plays very funny, tough women.
Big women. I mean, she's boisterous. She's like a Merman-esque kind of character, but in a funny, like a Rosie O'Donnell crossed with an Ethel Merman in a weird way.
Yes.
Now, sometimes for me, she's over the top. Here, she was just right. As was, how can we not forget Jackie Hoffman?
Jackie Hoffman steals the show.
Yeah.
She literally chews the scenery.
Well, there's a moment when they talk about the scenery, they make a joke about it, and then she goes, chomp, chomp. Yeah.
What? No, she literally, like, chewing.
They make a joke about her chewing the scenery, literally. And she has a very interesting face, and that makes her kind of funny to begin with.
And she her breakout show was also Hairspray with Carrie Butler.
Cool. And, I mean, maybe I'm the only one who mentioned this. I had a problem with Butler's Australian accent.
It wasn't supposed to be any good. She said, I'm gonna make a really badass Australian accent, mate.
So she would sound like Olivia Newton-John in the movie. I get that it was supposed to be a bad accent, but I couldn't understand it half the time. And that was a problem
please.
For me.
David, it was perfect.
I was lucky enough to be seeing it. The night I attended, they had that monitor for deaf people. So because I was able to read the script, it wasn't a problem.
Oh, I think you were reading that and you were losing a lot of visuals. It's a very visual show.
Oh, no, I get that. But I would have lost a lot of the dialogue from her.
I didn't lose any of it.
Well, otherwise, she was beautiful and a great singer.
And guess who I ran into tonight?
Who?
Tony Roberts.
Who is in Xanadu. Where did you see him?
I saw him uptown. I was seeing this not-such-great play called...
Surface to Air.
Surface to Air.
Oh, and he was there seeing it?
Yeah.
Did you say hi?
No. Well, he was busy with James Norton, who directed it.
Oh, okay, cool.
And, you know...
Probably making some sort of future deal.
Well, maybe. Who knows? But, I mean, this really did help save Tony Roberts' career.
Why? What was his career in trouble?
Was he doing anything?
Well, he does Broadway now. He doesn't do that much in
movies.
He
doesn't do that much Broadway either.
Well, nobody does that much Broadway. There aren't that many shows. And I will say, my real criticism, and it's not necessarily fair to the show itself or to the producers or to the writers who are lucky enough to get it on Broadway, but I still think it would have worked better in a place like the Variety Arts Theater or the Jane Street Theater if they were still using that facility. It would have worked better on an off-Broadway house.
Really?
I'm thrilled that such a funky, weird musical can make it to Broadway.
I love the fact that they took that teeny-weeny stage. I mean, it's such a small stage to have roller skating on. But I love the way they kind of did take out a couple audience seats and move them on stage, and they redid all the seats in the audience. Did you notice that? The whole theater was redone.
I didn't really notice that.
Yeah, it was.
Well, okay.
It was beautiful. I mean, I'm really thrilled because the seats are a little wider now for those of us of a bigger girth.
And the Helen Hayes Theater is a nice theater. It's one of the smallest theaters on Broadway.
It is the smallest theater.
But anyway, small theater, big theater, that's what we do on Inside Broadway on Dave's Gone By. Got to get to the end of the show and also want to talk a little bit about a fella named Jack who's gone bye-bye.
Okay, but we did like Xanadu, right?
What would you give it? Like 3.5 stars for you?
I out of 4?
Yeah.
I'd give it 3.75. I really...
Oh, wow.
I had a good time. I think it's good summer camp.
Three,
it's campy fun.
3 stars from me.
See, Dave doesn't get into camp. He doesn't.
I hated camp when I was a kid.
Yeah,
that's why. Anyway, we gotta get moving.
If that's sleepaway, they're not short sheeting your bed this time.
Or if they would, they'd make a joke about it. You're listening to Inside Broadway. We've just been Inside Broadway, thanks to TogleTheater.com and Performing Arts Insider. The best Broadway magazine just got better. More listings, more contact numbers, more inside information in Performing Arts Insider. And not just Broadway, off-Broadway, off-off, dance, cabaret, opera. As one dramaturg put it, Performing Arts Insider is a gold mine of information for the theater professional. 21 times a year at your doorstep, the whole world of theater, with 10% off for Dave's Gone By listeners. Visit PerformingArtsInsider.com or call 516-295-1511. 516-295-1511. Performing Arts Insider. It's Broadway the best way. Dave goes off. Dave goes off. Dave goes off. Dave goes off. Yes, Dave goes off on this Dave's Gone By on WGBB Freeport on this July 15th.
Can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
Jeff's turned on.
Ew. By what? By whom?
I don't know. Well,
not
I figured
by me.
If you were going to go off, I'd be turned on.
When I say Dave goes off, it means I go off on a topic, on a rant of some sort.
Okay, rant away.
Very quickly, because we do have to wrap up the show, but you know what happened on Thursday, July 12th? You know what radio happening occurred?
I have no idea.
Well, Jack went away. Jack FM.
Jack went off?
It's like, Jack? Jack, off. 101.1 FM is no longer Jack Radio. After 2 years, they went back to what people know of as the oldies format.
Oh, this is the one you didn't like, right?
Yeah. Yeah, all of New York radio and listenership was up in arms over taking this format that had been around for about 30 years, and for absolutely no reason at all, because it wasn't doing so badly in the Arbitron ratings and stuff like that. They switched the format, they got this iPod shuffle thing called Jack, and tried it in New York, where it has been admittedly successful in other cities. It was not successful here. CBS FM, which was somewhere in, like, the top 5 or 10 back when, even in the later years when they weren't doing
Brucey
that well.
And stuff? Oh, no, he was on the
yes!
Eagles.
Cousin Brucey and Norm N. Knight and Harry Harrison and people like that got rid of them all and turned it into just this iPod shuffle thing with voice tracks coming out of somewhere in a bunker in Arizona, even though it was supposed to be a New York station. And it didn't happen.
Did they talk about weather and traffic?
No, it wasn't that kind of thing. It was just corporate radio. It was like, let's play Journey, and then let's play Springsteen, and then let's play whatever else, and then some idiot from somewhere doing 30 seconds of banter. And it had no local flavor, and of course, people who loved the station from when they could hear oldies on it, even though they weren't playing that much 50s music anyway for the last few years of CBS FM's Life is an Oldie Station.
Well, because oldies are now 60s, 70s, and 80s, and 90s.
That's what they're playing now on CBS FM. I'm not saying it's going to be a great radio station again. It's still crap. In fact, CBS FM was crap even when they were doing their thing.
You know what CBS FM really needs?
What?
Us.
Damn right. Like for an overnight. My resume's over there. Have they called? No.
Overnight? We're drive time material, Dave.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Naga, we talk. They want music. They play music. And they're not even calling it oldies anymore. It's called New York's Greatest Hits, quote unquote. They got Bob Shannon back. No word on Brucey, obviously, or Dan Ingram, or any of those.
But we can be there. We're New York's Greatest Hits.
I would love it, but they've got someone named Broadway Bill Lee and Jeff Mazzei. It's like, here they've got this station, they're bringing back the old things, and they've got people nobody ever heard of.
They got the wrong Jeff. That was the problem.
There you go. And now, the program director, Brian Thomas, promises that there'll also be specialty shows like Top 20 Countdowns.
Can I tell you how much I really, really like this that Brian Thomas guy? He's brilliant. He's a brilliant person.
And good looking.
Good intelligent.
Nice hair.
He knows who to hire.
Taste. He
Dave
has
and
taste.
Jeff, Dave and Jeff. But, you know?
Now, of course, nobody admitted their mistake of switching this format over. They're not going to do that. But at least there was a sense that it was a bad idea. And so, you know, welcome back. cautiously to CBS FM. You still suck, but you suck less.
No, but they'll be great when we join the crew.
And I think sucking less is something that we should all aspire to.
Because there's always a big sucking sound from the South.
Well, yeah.
According to Ross Perot.
I don't get it.
Can I finish? Remember when they were doing NAFTA and they were North American, the treaty with the Free Trade Association between Canada, U.S., and Mexico? And he goes, I hear a giant sucking sound from the South, meaning Mexico is going to take all the jobs away.
Oh, I even remember that line.
Yes, so there's a giant sucking sound from the South at all times with Ross Perot. Can I finish?
Oh, God.
Ross, can I finish?
Well, unfortunately, Jeff, we have to finish. Alas, alack. Let's do our sponsor.
But not if CBS gets smart. They Weisenheimer up and hire us.
You know, we are on this radio station at the moment. It's kind of not nice to beg for jobs while you're on the air at one radio station.
I don't know about you, but my pockets ain't getting any heavier here.
Okay, losing Jeff's microphone very, very quickly. So we got to do our sponsors. Got to get out of here because Gospel All Night Till the Morning is here and they're ready to go.
Yay.
So let's thank our sponsors, Fancy Schmancy Balloons. How do people get in touch with them, Jeff?
They just hope and pray.
Or is there a phone number they can call?
Yeah, I think so.
516-797-3229.
Now get a pen out and write this down.
516-797-3229 for all your party decorating needs. Also, Performing Arts Insider, the theater Bible for more than 60 years. I keep saying 10% off for Dave's Gone By listeners. That's what they normally get. But this month, go to my
40% off.
Not 40, but it's somewhere in the 20 to 30% range. Check davesgoneby.org and see what Dave's Gone By listeners get off for Performing Arts.
It's really, really worthwhile. If you plan a career in theater or anything to do with the entertainment industry in New York, you're going to want to subscribe to Dave's Gone By. And, of course, the
Performing Arts Insider.
I'm sorry. I'm a little off today. Jeff went off earlier. but you'll definitely want Performing Arts Insider. And the best thing I could tell you is, I'm a subscriber. So
an
you want to join?
Subscriber, bless your heart.
You want to be a member of a club I'm a member of, don't you?
Absolutely, and especially if it's the CBS FM club. But you know, thank you also to MortgagesRock.com.
They do.
MortgagesRock.com for if you need a mortgage or you want to learn how to give other people mortgages and get commission. MortgagesRock.com.
And you could just make a living out of selling mortgages to other people.
I'll abide. Real estate is still everything else. There's no reason why we're still on the bubble with real estate, but we are.
And
so
flip
take
it.
Advantage.
Just flip it. That's what you do to houses.
Flip it.
You buy them, you flip them. You mortgage them, you flip them.
And you
make tons of money.
Knock wood. And you can do that. Learn how.
With MortgagesRock.com.
And also want to thank you to Hewlett Minuteman Press. Copy Kings of Broadway.
Oh, they're right next to the Lohman Shoe Store.
They are, and across the street from the old Lohman's.
Gotta love them.
10% off for Dave's Gone By listeners at Hewlett.
And it doesn't smell like smoke there anymore.
No, they're like fire nearby ages ago.
I know, and you know what good came out of the fire?
What?
The new color copier.
That's right, Minuteman Press is a new color copier. Try it out. Go there, 1315
Broadway. Tell them Jeff said. That you get one free color copy with every 1,400 you get, and they would give it to you.
You know, they would. They would do that.
They're just
for
that sort of kind of guys.
Now, speaking, got to do some thank yous also.
Can we thank Dave's parents?
Yeah, sure. For having me. I appreciate that. Happy very belated birthday, Mom. We'll probably be doing a birthday
and
lunch.
Can I give a shout-out to your aunt who's not listening?
She might be, but yeah, please, by all means, do. It's my Aunt Esther.
Aunt Esther, here's a shout-out just for you.
Oh, that was it.
Ah!
There you go.
I don't know.
Well, you wanted to do the shout-out. You did it. Thank you to CBS FM for coming to your senses. Thank you to...
And thank you for thinking about us for future talent.
Please, you great, wonderful...
We're a wonderful talent showcase.
Yeah. Thank you to Beck Lee for lining up the interview with the wonderful, the delightful Julie Wilson. Please see her at the Metropolitan Club from July 12th, which means now through July 20th. She is... a legend.
Thank you, Julie Wilson, just for being Julie Wilson.
Yes, absolutely. Did you ever see her in anything other than Legs Diamond?
I saw her in Cabaret for years.
Really?
She's wonderful.
She's great. She was terrific on the show.
She's a phenomenal singer.
Yeah. And thank you to Joyce Weil, my wife, who's not a phenomenal singer, but she's pretty phenomenal in every other possible way. Watch.
And she'll be in Philadelphia, coming soon to Philadelphia, so watch yourself.
You got it. Watch yourself, Philadelphia. I'm a poet and I know it.
Between Joyce and Rocky, it's all over.
Watch for Jeff and myself on YouTube on editions of a show called Two on the Isle that, Jeff and Charlie Gross do on Manhattan Cable Television. It's a theater show. I'm sometimes on it. Jeff's on it all the time. Just go to YouTube and look for Two
and
on
Dave,
the Isle. Yeah.
Don't forget,
mm-hmm.
August 10th, they're rerunning My Price is Right.
What day of the
it's
week?
It's Friday, August 10th.
At
10, 11 o'clock in the morning,
New
Channel
York
2.
Time. Channel 2, New York time, 11 o'clock in the morning on August 10th.
And across
10th.
The country, you can still see me in shining color. Me and Bob Barker.
Well, yeah. And the shirt. You give him the
and
shirt.
And the famous shirt.
Off their back. Reminder also that a bunch of vintage Dave's Gone By episodes are still watchable anytime, 24/7, for free at theaterpod.com. Go to davesgoneby.org for more on that. Keeping you posted on what's happening on DFSX radio. They're going out, and maybe all of Live 365 is going out, depending on what's happening literally today with Congress. There's kind of a stay of execution at the moment for more negotiations between artists and record companies
what's
and
the happen-
internet
what's
producers.
The future of radio? Tune in next week.
Literally. But for now, DFSX is not programming comedy anymore, and it's really a sorry
well,
situation
bother to talk about
for
it.
Thousands of internet programmers, because it's important, and there's still a chance to contact your congressman and do something about what they're trying to do to web streaming and internet radio.
Where is Al Sharpton when you need him?
Does anybody ever actually need him? Anyway, up in the upcoming weeks, we have next week another legend coming to the Dave's Gone By neighborhood.
Me?
Well, besides you. Yiddish Theater Treasure.
Oh, Fyver Spinkle.
Fyver Spinkle's going to be on Dave's Gone By next week. And then in a week or two, also Louise Sacco, who is the curator of the Museum of Bad Art. But it's Fyver Spinkle.
You got to love
week.
Him.
Oh, how can you not? He should even, at this stage, he should be like 6-ish or 7-ish.
He's probably more like 80-ish.
Well, yeah, he is, absolutely. We will be back next Sunday, July 22nd, 2007, with Fyver Spinkle and the 231st episode.
You know, it should be really
Dave's
the 235th, Fyver-ish.
Fyver, you know, but I'm not going to save him for August. I mean, we're putting him on next week on the 231st episode of Dave's Gone By. Until then, don't miss your days going by. This is Dave Lefkowitz.
And Jeff Goodman.
Wishing you good night. Goodies and oldies but goodies.
And gone by.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
Oh, woman, oh, woman, oh, treat me so mean. You're the meanest old woman that I've ever seen. I guess if you said so, I'd have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
Now, baby, listen, baby, don't you treat me this away. Girl, I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
Well,
don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Don't you come back no more.
I didn't understand.
Don't you come back no more.
You can't mean that.
And don't you come back
oh,
no more.
Oh, baby, please.
Don't you come back no more.
for me.
Don't come back no more.